Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Earlier this week, the Trump administration imposed sanctions against Venezuela's state-owned oil company in an effort to further destabilize the government of Nicolás Maduro. The move comes days after the U.S. and other Western powers recognized opposition leader Juan Guaidó as the new president of Venezuela. Tuesday night, the Venezuelan Supreme Court, which is aligned with Maduro, barred Guaidó from leaving the country. The country has experienced years of economic and political upheaval. And since 2015, an estimated 2 million Venezuelans have left the country, facing food shortages and a complete breakdown of the economy. For Venezuelans who fled, many are waiting anxiously to see what comes next for their country and wondering if Guaidó can bring about much-needed change and economic relief. Omar Mora is one of them. He was an attorney working in Venezuela when he decided to come to the United States last August.
Llegó un momento en mi país que económicamente es inviable vivir allí.
It came to a point in my country when it was economically unlivable. For the past 5 years, economically, you can't live there. My wages and the wages of all the other professionals at the university, because they made all of them equal, were the equivalent of $4 per month. $4. Imagine that.
He made the difficult decision to come to the U.S. alone, leaving his wife, who is pregnant, behind.
I have a child on the way, but my wife is still there. She was working, and with her situation, she became pregnant, and her pregnancy was advancing, so we thought it would be dangerous to hop on a plane and come here. We just didn't want complications with her pregnancy.
I sat down with Omar to talk about politics in Venezuela and about the process of trying to migrate to the United States.
At the beginning, I came as a visitor, but I decided to migrate here. Here in the U.S., I have family. My sister lives in Tennessee. My mom lives in New Jersey. I have family in Houston. They're refugees, and all of them, my family that lives in Houston, they're all U.S. citizens. My sister is a U.S. citizen, and my mom is a resident. So in the U.S., I have more connections than I do in other countries.
With what's happening in this country at the federal level, with the way that the Trump administration is treating migrants from Latin America, did that not change your mind about coming back to the U.S.?
What one man thinks, who is only momentarily at the head of the United States government, is not going to change the entire future. Maybe he's changing the situation at this moment for these 4 years, but it can then change. Because the American institution is a very solid institution that is more than 200 years old, and a person who is only momentarily in the government is not going to scare me. What we need to do is hold out for this moment, and then we can see what happens.
What's your legal or migratory status right now?
Well, at this moment, I'm here as a tourist still. I was thinking about applying for asylum at the beginning, but things are changing in my country. I'm not sure if there will be a change in government. It could be a matter of days or weeks in which it will change. So I'm not sure if I should request asylum. It's a long process that could take a while. So I'm not sure about requesting asylum and then having my government change.
So Guaidó is linked to the U.S. and he has the support of the U.S. and he's quite new. What does he offer to you? What does Guaidó have that Maduro doesn't?
It's not Guaidó. It's the political system he represents. It's a change in the way that the country runs.
Many people are scared of what's happening, especially with the backing of the U.S. They're worried that it can cause a significant conflict within the country. And some people are saying that what's happening is a coup d'etat.
It's not a coup d'etat. Really, those who know the internal system in Venezuela, it's not a coup d'etat. It's one of the most important crises of human displacement in Latin America from the past few years. We are seeing how Colombia, how Ecuador, Argentina, Chile, and even Brazil are receiving thousands and thousands of refugees. There are refugee camps all along their borders. That is what's happening in my country.
And what about the refugees? What's their demographic profile? I mean, you yourself are very educated, you're a lawyer, you have a wife. You have a lot of the things that may give you an advantage compared to those who may not have as much. So what is the profile of a Venezuelan refugee today?
Look, the refugee, the person who goes to the Brazilian and Colombian borders, they're people who didn't have the opportunity to obtain a passport. They're the people who supported this regime at the beginning.
And the type of Venezuelans who are coming here to the U.S. like you, are they more educated? Do they have more money or access than those who are attempting to go to other parts of Latin America?
Pues sí.
Well, yes. Not only more education, but we had a better standard of living before this humanitarian crisis struck us in such a dramatic way.
So for someone who is more poor, like you said, people who are desperate to leave Venezuela, what is the solution for them? Is it Guaido? Could it be Guaido?
No Guaido como persona.
Well, not Guaido like the person, but Guaido like the change. The change in the political future.
Omar, gracias.
Gracias a ti.
Omar Mora is a Venezuelan attorney currently in the United States. His wife, who is pregnant, is back home in Venezuela. You can listen to the Spanish language version of this interview by visiting thetakeaway.org.